Dear Islamic brothers, Hajj is a basic pillar of Islam and a very important act of worship. Allah Almighty has made it obligatory for those who are able to afford it. The one who, despite being it obligatory for him, becomes negligent in performing it, will be a great sinner and deserving of hell. In verse 97 of Ali Imran, part 4, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And performing Hajj of this house is an obligation for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the people who have the means to reach it. Dear Islamic brother, Alhamdulillah, in order to perform this obligatory act, every year millions of Muslims wear simple and similar attire irrespective of their color and race and gather on the blessed land of Haram. This moment is not less than a great blessing for the Hajjis because Allah Almighty bestows special blessings upon these fortunate people. When Muslims hear about these blessings and favors, they also develop the deep desire and yearning for the visit to these sacred places. Let's listen to the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam about the virtues of Hajj and excellence with which Hajjis are blessed. Number 1, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, perform Hajj because Hajj washes away sins as water washes away dirt. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated, when you meet a Haji, greet him and shake hands with him and ask him to make dua for your forgiveness before he enters his home because he has been forgiven. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated, the one who leaves with intention for Hajj and then dies, Allah Azza wa Jal will write the reward of the one who performed Hajj till the day of judgment. And the one who leaves with the intention for Umrah and then dies, so Allah Azza wa Jal will write for him the reward of the one who performs Umrah till the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.